Prison health care is death care, by Kerry Shakabuna Marshall. The number one cause of death among incarcerated citizens in the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections is medical homicide by prison medical personnel. Medical homicide of prisoners is a regular occurrence in prisons and is largely by prison medical staff's inadequate medical treatment, non-medical treatment, mismedical treatment, and intentional medical neglect of prisoners' health concerns that causes lethal conditions and sudden death. Inadequate medical treatment occurs when prison medical staff provides substandard treatment for serious medical conditions, like providing a prisoner who's coughing up chunks of blood a Motrin pill and returning him to his prison cell. Non-medical treatment occurs when prison medical staff provides prisoners no treatment at all, although the prisoner has a serious medical condition, such as the case of political prisoner Mumi Abdul-Jamal's recent near-death experience, where prison medical staff was aware of Mumia's extremely high blood sugar levels through diagnostic testing, yet provided no treatment, which precipitated a near-fatal diabetic shock. Mismedical treatment occurs when prison medical staff gives prisoners the wrong medication or the medication prescribed to another prisoner, and the prisoner dies as a result. Intentional medical neglect occurs when prison medical staff decides to not provide care to a prisoner who has a chronic ailment or is seriously ill, like when an incapacitated prisoner is in the infirmary suffering from cancer and the nurses fail to feed, bathe, or change the prisoner. One prisoner at SEI Rockview, a former prisoner infirmary worker who wished to remain anonymous, provided a house of horrors description of the cruel and inhuman treatment of seriously ill prisoners occurring in the prison's infirmary. The prisoner confided, "I've been working in the prison infirmary for a year now, and every week I watch three prisoners die in the infirmary, man. I've gotten so used to seeing them die that I know exactly when they're going to die. And they be dying painful deaths, man, because the nurses don't take care of the prisoners. They just leave them there to die in agony. They be hungry, having bed sores, and sleeping in their urine and feces. But I take care of them, man. I feed them, change their bed sheets, clean them, talk to them, and try to make sure they are all right. And they ain't even my job, man. My job is janitorial work, but I can't stand to see them in such conditions. It's horrible, man, looking at and smelling death like that every day. I be having nightmares now." If three prisoners are dying every week at SEI Rockview's infirmary, and there are 29 other state prisons within the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections, then there are about 5,000 prisoners whom are dying every year from medical homicide within the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections under Wexford Corporation's health care. In the mid-1990s, the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections privatized this health care sector by contracting with Wexford Corporation to provide health care to prisoners. The Wexford Corporation has received about $2 billion in Pennsylvania Department of Corrections health care contracts over the past two decades for providing inadequate and substandard health care and Medicare to prisoners and causing lethal conditions. Prisoners went from receiving actual health care provided by the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections to now receiving death care provided by Wexford Corporation. The Pennsylvania Department of Correction and Wexford Corporation does not care about the health or well-being of incarcerated citizens. They only care about the accumulation of profits off the backs of prisoners. Prisoners intimately understand their precarious medical situation all too well, that their lives are in jeopardy every time they must visit the prison infirmary, and that becoming sick while in prison can prove fatal. From the belly of the beast, this is Shakabuna. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.